Last week, Governor Stitt called for an investigative audit of Epic Charter Schools, which is already being probed by state and federal law enforcement. As new details about these investigations continue to trickle out through public records, State Impact's Caroline Halter reports on whether new regulations for virtual charters may be in store.
Teresa Burnett lives in Shawnee. Over the years, her living room has become somewhat of an at-home library that she's used to homeschool all five of her children.
This is where we teach a lot of our lessons, and we also participate in home school co-ops, where the moms get together and we share duties.
Last year, Burnett noticed a big shift. While she stuck to traditional homeschooling, she saw more and more families signing up for Epic Charter Schools, the largest virtual charter school in Oklahoma.
I'm going to estimate approximately 50% of the families had all enrolled in Epic.
Virtual charter schools are public schools. They're free to families and receive funding from the state based on student enrollment, but instruction and coursework happen online instead of in person. Epic touts many benefits, but one reason its enrollment has ballooned in recent years is financial incentives. Teachers get bonuses for recruiting students, and families receive up to $1,000 per child.
The appeal has been the money, and these moms were being told that they basically can have the best of both worlds. You can home educate while having the perks that Epic will provide you, perks being the financial perks.
State law enforcement describes these kids as ghost students, homeschool and private school students that are also enrolled at Epic but receive little to no instruction from the school. By having them on the books, Epic's founders allegedly embezzled millions of taxpayer dollars. At least one state senator, Republican Ron Sharp, thinks the legislature should have done something to prevent these alleged abuses.
The state legislature has basically allowed for unlimited and unrestricted enrollment in your virtual charters without proper verification.
Sharp is a former public school teacher and an outspoken critic of Epic Charter Schools.
The problem is all efforts of which to provide oversight have been met with resistance.
Lawmakers did tighten financial reporting requirements for virtual charter schools this year, but Sharp thinks they could have done more sooner. Not all of his fellow Republicans, however, agree.
To say that, you know, some lawmakers have been questioning and wanting to do different things, I don't know what they're basing that on.
That's Republican Gary Stanislawski, who chairs the Senate Education Committee.
Governor Fallon had requested an investigation of Epic clear back in 2013. And there was nothing that came out of that investigation whatsoever told us that we needed to create any type of new policy.
Stanislawski says he's open to new regulations depending on how the current investigations into Epic play out. But it could be a tough sell in Oklahoma. Epic appears to be exploiting a loophole in state law. The Education Department keeps track of kids enrolled in public schools, including Epic, but it can't track private or homeschool students because, unlike in some other states, they aren't required to register with the government. That makes it impossible to weed out these so-called ghost students during routine audits, according to Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister.
We do not have, at the state level, a list of homeschool students or private school students. So if indeed what is being alleged or reviewed and investigated is true, there isn't a mechanism to be able to certify that what they report is accurate.
Even if the general appetite for regulation increases, closing this enrollment loophole may not be politically feasible.
Our state is not one that wants to intrude on personal information of family members who are choosing not to be a part of public schools.
Oklahoma would not be the first state to pass more virtual charter school regulations in response to a scandal, but it will be up to lawmakers and citizens to determine how far they're willing to go to account for public education dollars. For State Impact, I'm Caroline Halter.